B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, changing the conversation a little bit here. We're going to get Adam Schefter from ESPN to talk some football. Schefty, how you doing today, buddy?
Bob, Jamie, Devon, how are we doing?
We're doing great here. How are things with you?
Everything's going fine. Everything's going fine.
All right, we talked a little bit about this last week, but have you gotten some downtime, Schefty? Any vacation? You don't go on vacation, but maybe some staycation, play some golf? What have you been doing?
You know, I've not played golf a single round just yet. Last week, I was supposed to play my first round on Friday with some people that are connected to the NFL, and they wanted to do it on Friday at a nice course, and so they booked it, and it happened to be on my 15th wedding anniversary, and my wife found out about that, and she wasn't particularly pleased. I made the business decision of telling them, go have a great time. You guys will have an awesome time together. I'm going to pass. And I did.
Not a bad business decision, Schefty.
I've yet to play.
Adam, I just saw recently a tweet you put out not that long ago dealing with Daniel Snyder and the Washington Commanders and the subpoena ignoring that Daniel Snyder is doing. What ultimately do you think is the outcome there? Because it seems like, you know, Richardson, for example, in Carolina, it seems like guys have been forced out for less than what's going on with the Commanders. And Dan Snyder just seems to be kind of Teflon when it comes to all of this. Is there a scenario in your mind where he's forced out or potentially, you know, sells the team?
Well, I mean, I don't see the scenario where he sells the team. I don't see that. I guess he could be forced to do that. It would not be of his own choosing and of his own volition. That would not happen. It wouldn't be like you wake up to him and be like, you know, I think I'm going to sell the Washington. He's never wanted or been willing to do that. Now, could that change? Sure, anything's possible, but that has not been his mindset. In terms of disciplining him, the NFL feels like it imposed a stiff penalty of $10 million on him. Obviously, the House Oversight Committee disagrees and wants him to appear before that group to answer questions, which he's yet to do, and he's yet to give an answer at the subpoena. Do I think the owners would force him out? They haven't yet. They haven't yet. Now, eventually, could they? Would they? I guess that's possible, but we haven't seen any evidence that they're willing to do that either. So no matter what comes up and no matter what evidence surfaces, it is just looked like he is here, and there doesn't seem to be a lot that has or will change that.
As a Philadelphia Eagle fan, Adam, I love that because we're big fans of his here.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. I mean, that's right now. Look, you know how these things are. It could change in the moment, right? But right now, he's there. He's not going anywhere right now.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And Adam, briefly, before you came on, we were talking about Miles Sanders and just some possibilities of things with him this season. And not having a contract extension going into this year, a big year for him, knowing how big the run game was for them in the second half of the season, but him in and out because of the injury and for some other personnel decisions that Nick Sirianni made. How do you look at him going into this year without the contract, knowing again how things went in the second half of the season, Shane Steichen, the play caller, and also Kenneth Gainwell mixing in here? How do you look at the run game overall with Sanders, Gainwell, and how they do things next season upcoming?
Well, I think that they've looked at it like he's the lead guy in a running back by committee. I mean, he's the first guy in, and he's the guy that they lean on, but I don't think they're going to stop leaning on these other guys that have been productive. Kenneth Gainwell was explosive last year for a time and made some plays in some games and showed some real flashes and looked like a guy it looked, you know, looked like a Darren Sproles kind of guy, to be honest with you. And just like they didn't go away from Sproles, I don't think they go away from Gainwell. Now, Miles Sanders is still, I think, one of the better running backs in the league. I think he hasn't proven yet that he's an elite running back, but he's one of the better running backs in the league. And I that's all you can really ask. They'll continue to lean on him. It's a big year for him. As he gets closer to a new contract, you want to get paid as a running back? I don't think they're going away from the other guys. I hope that answered the question, Devon.
Yeah. Shefty, Roger Goodell spoke in front of Congress, and there was much reaction to it. Just around the people in the league, if you've talked to anybody or whatever, what's the general reaction of how he came off in that setting?
Well, you know, his job is to look after and to protect the owners. And that's what he did that day. He did his job. I mean, Dan Snyder was in St. Tropez on his boat while Roger Goodell was on a video call with Congress having to answer tough questions for 2.5 hours about one of his bosses. And that's what he was doing. He was stepping forward to protect his boss, which he did. And Roger Goodell did his job. I don't know what people thought of his answers or anything like that.
But right.
Again, he did what he was supposed to do in that particular situation.
Well, Shefty, we hope you have a great rest of the week, and thanks for changing up your schedule just for us today.
No, thank you, guys.
And, you know, we're wishing you all the luck, so take care of yourself, and we will be back at you one day next week.
Well, you know, I'll give you a little hint. I'm drinking a lot of water right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those things are fun when you turn get over 50, aren't they, Shefty?
Yeah. I'm very excited about tomorrow morning and, you know, the prep work I have to do here. And a lot of water today, no food. It's going to be a great, glorious day, and I look forward to about this time tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good luck with it all, Shefty, and again, thanks, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Be good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.